Dreamscape presents Head Over Heels for the Boss by Susan Meyer. Narrated by Lydia Dornay. Chapter 1. We sold the flower shop to the Donovans.
You what?
Isabel Cooper gaped at her parents in absolute horror.
Why?
To fund our retirement. Her tall, slim, nearly bald father caught her hand.
Sweetie, you've proven you can run that place on your own.
But then the three of us would have to share the monthly income. This way, your mom and I cash out and you still have a job. A job with a salary, not just a percentage of unstable profits.
He smiled proudly.
I took care of all of us.
She combed her fingers through her long, straight red hair, pushing it off her face. All right. Okay. I think I get it. From a fiscal standpoint, her dad really had taken care of all of them by selling their family business to Donovan Inc. He'd gotten enough money for him and her mom to retire in the South, so they could escape Harmony Hills, Pennsylvania's cold, cold winters, as they'd always dreamed, and a salary for Isabel as manager of the town's flower shop. It made perfect sense, and was not only responsible but also sweet that he'd done his manly duties for the family. Until you factored in that she'd always had a crush on Devin Donovan, oldest of the Donovan brothers. The man who managed the reportedly $1 billion the family had inherited from their maternal grandfather. The man who was her new boss. And the problem wasn't just that she had a crush on him. She'd very stupidly walked up to him right after he'd returned from Afghanistan and asked if he'd like to go with her to her prom. He'd looked at her as if she was crazy, said no, and walked away. Now she knew how stupid that had been. He was a grown man who wouldn't want to go to a school dance. He'd also just returned from a war. But from the time Isabel was 14, she'd thought he was the handsomest of the Donovan brothers. Tall, dark, brooding. Seeing him in his uniform, looking so brave, she'd lost her breath and her crush had formed. But 4 years later, watching the way he rarely spoke to anyone and kept to himself, she could see he was a man who held secrets, a man who needed her love. Steeped in her infatuation, and a high school girl with a huge crush and very little experience, she'd asked him to her prom and made a complete fool of herself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?